Well, today we continue our journey through the Psalms, and we are focusing on Psalms of Praise. So Psalm 113 that we just heard is one of the Hallelujah Psalms, a psalm that begins with Hallelujah and ends with Hallelujah, or in our translation today, Praise the Lord. So let's talk about praise a little bit. We praise people we know or are connected to who have achieved something impressive, or maybe who have met their goal, or who inspire us by their abilities and their talents. I know we've just gone through a season of awards, right? And glory and praise at the end of another school year. Some people among us made perfect attendance. I know, I've heard. Awards for achievement for academics and sports and the arts and on. Graduations and diplomas. It feels good, we know, to receive praise and to see those we love praised as well. And sometimes we have truly earned the praise we receive. Other times, it comes to us without us having done anything to deserve it. And good things can come from praise, right? We feel confident, we feel accepted, we feel successful, maybe even we receive money or gifts. Some might even think that praise leads to love. So why do we praise God? Does God need our praise? Does it make God feel good to be praised? Does praise make God love us even more? Well, in the middle of our psalm for today, we find the heart of this hymn of praise. We hear this question, who is like the Lord our God? Who is like the Lord our God? Now, I think we often try to answer this question with things or experiences or people that we treat like little gods. We seek what we think we can control, or maybe what will make us happy, or those things that meet our needs. I know that sometimes, even without thinking it, on a daily basis, I do this. And yet the psalmist today calls us back, reminds us that we cannot fill God's place with anything or anyone else. Who can compare with God? Our God who created heaven and earth, our God who created us and sees us in our highs and our lows, our God who lifts up the poor and the needy and seats them with royalty, the psalmist says, our God who gives the childless woman a family. Who is like the Lord our God? No one. But this psalm has even more to share with us today if we dig a little deeper. As we journey through the book of Psalms, the prayer book of the Bible, there are always new things for us to learn. And I know today it probably appears that we're moving pretty fast, because last week, as we began this journey, we started with Psalm 1, right? And today we're at Psalm 113. So don't worry, you didn't miss 111 Psalms in between. We'll get back to a few of them. But Psalm 113 today takes us to the end of the Psalms. The Psalms are actually divided into five smaller books, and Psalm 113 falls into the last and fifth book, which begins with Psalm 107. And even more specifically, Psalms 113 through 118 are part of an even smaller subset called the Egyptian Hallel, which means praise. Hallel means praise in Hebrew. And these psalms are prayed and sung by Jewish people at their Passover celebrations year after year. Psalm 113 and the psalm right after it, 114, are sung before the Passover meal and before the blessing of the first cup of wine. Well, knowing this, helps us see today what may already be obvious, that this psalm is a community hymn of praise. This is not a song or a psalm of one person praising God by themselves, but of an entire community coming together to offer praise to God. We understand it even more if we read on to Psalm 114, which hints at and tells a bit of the story of the Exodus, which is recounted and celebrated at Passover. So I'm going to share that psalm with us now because it paints a picture for us of God's saving actions and God's power. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. God saved God's people from slavery in Egypt and brought them into a new land. It is a story that defines God's relationship with God's people, and a story that is told every year, again and again, at Passover celebrations, so that the people will never forget God's saving love. Well, as Christians, we know God's saving love for us in Jesus. Jesus, who became our Passover lamb, that we might be saved from sin and death. And we too gather around a table, week after week, that we might be reminded and hear again the story of salvation, of Jesus' saving love for us, of how God came down to us and lifts us up. And we know that Jesus, as we are reminded of that saving love, we are reminded, too, of Jesus' life, of all those he loved, maybe especially those who were outcasts. Jesus reached out to the poor, to the sick, the lonely, and the widowed, and the little children. And all those who were left out of the community, those who did not have family to care for them, those who were viewed as being beyond saving. When we gather together around the Lord's table, we share in a meal, the meal Jesus has prepared for us in the bread and the wine, so that we too can see and taste and know that we are all God's children, that we have a place in God's family, the rich and the poor, the old and the young, the weak and the strong, the insiders and the outsiders. We are all brought together by Jesus, who is our Savior. So we are reminded today that we are called to praise the God who has saved us and who loves us, God who lifts up the most vulnerable among us, the poor and the hopeless, God who promises that through the body of Christ, through us, through God's people, there is food for the hungry. There is a place for all in the family of God. Well, I asked earlier if God needs our praise, or if our praise makes God love God more. Well, C.S. Lewis, in his book Reflections on the Psalms, says this: man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But we shall then know that these are the same thing. Fully to enjoy is to glorify. In commanding us to glorify him, God is inviting us to enjoy him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, true unconditional love does not come from our praise. Praise comes from the promise and gift of this unconditional love from our great God. Praise on our part overflows from this gift, a gift too wonderful to be earned. God does not need our praise, nor will our praise make God love us anymore. But God gives us even this gift today. God knows that in our praise for God, we are lifted up. We are reminded of the saving love of our great God, and we are invited to enjoy, even as we glorify, our great God. Well, today, before we sing the hymn of the day, I'm going to invite us all to read together this psalm of praise, Psalm 113, so that maybe we can put it in our minds even more. And I know Brooke is going to help us out. There it is. Look at that. Magic. I'll read the odd verses, and you can respond with the even. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is seated on high? Who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Amen.